All right. Before we get started, we got a big crowd. Just remember, if you would like to speak, everybody will get a chance to speak at the end of the meeting. You get 3 minutes. We got a couple up here on special exemptions. If you are asked if you oppose it, then you can speak at that time. Raise your hand. We can bring you up here to the podium, and you can say your name and oppose it. Tell us why you oppose it and all that good stuff. All right? Let's get started. Mr. Mark.
Let's pray. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we ask you, Lord, to forgive us before we fall short, Lord. Lord, we ask you to be with us today as we make decisions to better Monroe County. We say this humble in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Need approval of minutes from the regular meeting at the May the 18th. We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second by Mr. Osteen, all in favor. Vouchers.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Stevenson, all in favor.
Aye.
Any constitutional officers here like to speak? Nope. Need a motion to go into public hearing?
Motion.
We got a motion. Mr. Stevenson, second. Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Good morning. A petition by Larry and Ursula Williams is located on the property described as follows. County parcel number 11-13-6674-0001-03-10-26 Southeast 297th Avenue, Old Town, Florida. State of to request a variance for the reduction of rear setbacks from 25 feet to 14 feet. New construction of an addition and deck petition dated 4/20/3.7 ESA subparagraph 1 Peach County Land Development Regulations in accordance with section 12.3 Advanced Procedures Commission 2 and Wood. This is the one that's tabled previously. Opposition there. I know there was two ladies who come by and
the opposition here. Opposition that would like to speak. Any on the phone?
I have one hand raised.
Okay.
Deborah Turner.
Yes, Ms. Turner. Okay.
I don't know if it's in regard to this.
It is. I spoke to Ms. Turner.
Yeah, she submitted a letter.
Yep.
And expressed the opposition to the variance request for the property at 7th Avenue, owned by Larry. Opposition to the request stands from several reasons and has nothing to do personally with the neighbors, as they've been very friendly. Reasons below state the facts and the effect of allowing it to encroach.
She called this morning and rescinded those.
She did.
She's on the phone.
What's her name?
Deborah Turner.
Miss Deborah, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm on. Yes, I can. There's been a lot going on in our neighborhood lately, and I have decided to not oppose this variance. It's tearing the neighborhood apart, and I'm not happy about that. And so I'm going to bite the bullet and say, go ahead and build it. I'm withdrawing my opposition to that variance for Larry and Ursula Williams.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah. That being said, I'm going to make a motion to approve.
We got a motion to approve, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Petition by Gary and Elizabeth Evans requesting a special exception to be granted as provided in section 4.4.5.
I'm not sure
if you can land at all. Regulation you heard by one recreational vehicle and agricultural zone district in accordance with petition dated 5/6/2023, whether or not the property is described as number 02-09-13-3948-0000-01-30557 Northeast 626 Avenue, Old Town, Florida, 52 Potato. District. There is opposition to it 3 times.
Okay. Is the people applying for the variance here?
Hi, yes, I'm here, Gary Evans.
Okay.
What is your intentions? Are you planning on building on the property, or what is your intentions, sir?
No, not in the immediate future. Anyway, where right now we just want to bring. We provided pictures of the custom built RV that we would like to put there. But the intention is, to use the property as a place to go, to enjoy Florida and that area. And we're not intending to make any improvements or anything. We just want to put that RV on the property.
Have you reached out to any of your neighbors there?
Well, we did. Actually, our real estate agent did try to reach the abutters. We're up in Connecticut, so we had trouble getting down there as often as we needed to through this whole process. But we had our real estate agent walk around and knock on doors, but she didn't really have any luck. So we were told the best thing to do would, to just go ahead and move forward and do the application for the variance. Or the exception.
Well, at this time, I've been having to go back and forth to Gainesville with my father with doctors. I know we've got opposition. I haven't had a chance to talk to the homeowners next to you, so I'm going to table this until I get a chance to talk to those. And I would strongly suggest that you do some due diligence on your side and try to reach out to your neighbors to try to appease the issues.
I didn't know that, that was an acceptable part of the process. I didn't know if we were to step back. Sorry.
The zone for residential area, RVs go in on special exception with, sometimes the RV going in brings property values down or different things that could happen could affect homeowners in that area. So we have to take all that in consideration before we pass it.
Okay, I understand. Did you get the pictures? We wanted to be seen, what we were bringing there, just so that everybody understood that this is not it.
I'm going to tell you, I asked that table this at this time until I can reach out to the homeowners, and I strongly suggest that you do also.
Okay, I will. And what do I do at this point? Do I wait to hear from you? Is that...
It's going to be on the agenda for the next meeting, sir.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks. Okay, great. All right. Thank you very much. I will reach out to the folks there and see what we can do. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Motion to table.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevens.
Second.
And second by Mr. Osteen. All in favor? Any motion to go back to the board?
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
I have resolution 2023-48 for Mr. Larry
Williams. Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Wood.
Second,
Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Mr. Steve.
For our board, and I believe you got a letter or email from our attorney.
No, sir, not since the last meeting. I talked to the commissioner, but I didn't stay here, and I'll reach out to Mr. Bullard.
Jimmy. Called me last night, and I told him to be sure that he gets Rhett and gets that stuff to Chana. Sure. And me and Chana spoke this morning. She'll review it. Should be, if everything's good, we should be able to bring it to the next board meeting. Do we need to advertise that changing or not?
That one we would not. That's the one.
I didn't think so. So
there were three changes. One was the
right.
The board members.
Yeah, we understand. So we'll just be sure you reach out to Rhett.
Because I did see an email he sent to you.
I'll go back and double check. Maybe it went in a spam folder or something, but I'll double check it when I get back to the office.
Okay.
I apologize if I missed it.
So we should be able to handle the next board meeting.
Okay.
Both issues.
I'll check it.
they stated last meeting that we our backhoe was down. We ended up purchasing a new one. It was going to cost us more than the old one was worth. So we did go ahead and purchase a new backhoe. We had a storage tank issue after that last storm at the beginning of last month. Storage tank all of a sudden happened to be a third. So we had some valve issues, and we did take care of that. We did fix, actually, we didn't have to have someone come in with a hazmat suit to fix the gauge on the side. We were able to do it without spending any money, and we repaired that. Unfortunately, though, due to that 13 feet, when we were trying to pump it out, we did blow up two spray fields. There was too much pressure due to we had to have both pumps on to drain that tank, so we ended up opening all the good spray fields, and we got that taken care of. Also, in our last board meeting, we finally got the insurance issues settled with our employees. All but one opted for the 55 cents an hour, and the last one we paid the remainder of the deductible. We also are in the process of changing our phone system over to VoiceOver. That will save us over $1,000 a month on phone bill. We have four new installations waiting, and we're continuing to do blow-offs to ensure the lines are flush. All I got.
Did any issues over the holiday weekend? Y'all had a big crowd down there.
Yeah, we did. I personally handled the overflow and all that, and I made sure that the station was cleaned and pumped out so we wouldn't have any issues.
Good deal.
So.
All right, that's all I got. Thank you, Mr. Steve.
Thank you. Mr. Bailey?
The EOC, we're meeting with the Water Management District this afternoon, continuing that project along as far as the expansion goes. It was brought to our attention that there is a tower project planned on the back part of the property. So we're now we're in coordinating with that company. They get their initial site plan was conflicting with what we were doing, and then they had to apply to the Water Management District for their work. The county had originally, when the original site was done, it was planned for future expansion to cover what we're doing now. So I want to make sure that the county gets covered in that permitting and not that the tower company doesn't use up any of the capacity that we may need from the county perspective. They deal with it at home. We think, you know, we can accommodate both of them, but we just don't. It doesn't look like what we saw that the power project would drain to the county's detention area out there. So we're coordinating that with the district. We have a meeting on that separately. Fire station on Chavis Road, we're working on our permit applications now for that. We've gotten all the information that we need and coordinating that with the stormwater side, as well as making sure we got adequate for septic out there. Okay. So on the library, we did get an estimate on replacing the units on the roof where they were. That is in the range of $12,000 to $15,000. We're waiting on some additional information as far as relocating them to the ground. I'm concerned that's going to be quite a bit higher, but we should have that before the next meeting. We can then make a decision as to which we need for it. Might to go for those improvements to go there. The CDBG project, 95th and 97th, we're scheduling a survey. That's starting to ramp up now. We've got all the approvals and everything done, so we'll be moving ahead on that. Hal Chairs. We're about 30% on the plans, probably have it finished up probably by the end of summer. on that. Just let the board know there are some curves in there that don't meet Florida Green Book. We do meet the ASHTO requirements, so we're probably making grants to the board to maintain that. Otherwise, we'd have to secure life right away and all that. So we still meet the federal requirements. We just don't meet the state's more stringent requirements on that. So it's just a procedure we go through on that. 340, they finished the first course of asphalt on that. They started the shoulder widening, and we'll continue to work on that for the next couple of weeks. So that's all I have, unless you have anything for me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Locklear.
No,
thank you. Miss Cindy.
Cindy's not here.
She's not here. Mr. Freeman.
We got our first draft back from Mr. Bowles on code enforcement, and it's, there's a few things in there we have to address. There were some things that he didn't put in that we need in there, especially to do with RVs. We're going to try to set up time with the county attorney next week. Me and Leon sit down and see, you know, how to implement this and make sure that we have all the legal side of this right. You know, once it goes into this document, then we'll bring it to y'all.
Okay.
That's all I got.
Good. Out there on Pitch 5A, you know this. It looks to me from everything I've gathered so far that the person who created the mess was not the property owner, but we notified the Fields Investment. They are the property owner. They are the ones responsible.
Right.
Now they're saying that it's the person who created the mess. I want you to get with Field Investment and straighten that out, and
okay,
we're past the fining date, and I want fines to start on that property.
We can't do that.
We can start. We can ramp up day one and say this is. It's not necessarily. Yes, we can. It's just like a speeding ticket. She just explained it to me. Just because it's there, don't necessarily mean you got to pay it.
But we got to start. A magistrate. So how do you start the fines?
We are, and I explained to him. We can. The way I understand it, Steve, and I could be wrong because you've been to a lot more code enforcement schooling than I have. But when you issue the initial citation, that's a chargeable citation, correct? No?
Not until the magistrate puts that in a judgment.
Because the magistrate does it daily. We give them X number of days to fix it.
I'm not the lawyer.
I will pull it up and research that.
I'm just telling you how it's been done in the past, that the magistrate was the one that assessed fines. Because he could look at the evidence and say, well, I disagree that this isn't a violation.
And that's what I'm saying. It ain't necessarily mean that it's going to stick.
Right.
But we want these people to know after our 15-day notice.
Oh, yeah.
This
I mean,
is,
as far as that, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
exactly what I want to do. And say, this is what it's going to be. If this magistrate rules for this, you owe us X amount of money.
Okay.
Get this mess cleaned up and get it off the property.
There you go.
That's what I was talking about. Did I explain that wrong?
But at first, I thought it was like, we're going to start charging them, and before that magistrate writes that paper out.
But we can assess
a date that
the
he didn't come into compliance.
Exactly
by that
right,
okay.
And that can be back charged.
Yep. Yep.
And I want us to let the Jake fella from Fields know that, because what his problem is a civil problem. That's between him and his attendant that never paid the bill. That's their problem. But he is the owner of the property. He is responsible.
Okay.
And we're going to shoot for, after the day 16, this is what we're going to do our best. This is what we're fighting for.
I got you. Yeah, I can make that happen.
Okay.
Anything else?
Sorry for the confusion.
Thank you. Hutch is not here. Mr. Chauncey's not here.
He's retired. Tim.
No.
Tim's
not here. Mr. Wright? No. Thank you for everything you do, Mr. Wright. Mr. Brown? Well, not Mr. Brown, but... you, Mr. Brown, you've...
Representative of...
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You've grew since the last time I...
Yeah.
Last meeting
I said we didn't have anything, and Paul laughed and he said Darren would, and so I'll try to do better. So the only thing that Darren told me to just make sure that y'all knew is to be beginning of hurricane season, so we're about to ramp up for that. But I thought about a few things that I wanted to say. I want to say thank you to the board members that attended our event. It's the one time a year that we have a chance to get away from some of the craziness that we deal with, get our families together, and just kind of let loose and have a good time. You know, nothing crazy. The kids, the family, swimming, you know, and just, you know, enjoy each other, some fellowship, and just be with the families and you know, be away from some of that. So we appreciate y'all coming.
I got something to say about crazy. I've seen people jumping off of something other than shooting people in the air back this way.
Well,
I consider that a little crazy.
I mean, boss, if we can line up and shoot Chief Brown like 50 feet in the air.
And y'all done a good job.
We're going to do it. I also want to publicly thank Dr. Wilson. He probably spent about $1,000 last week, fed all of us. All of us and more, and our families, and all three shifts. So we fed about 60 people and their families at our office. And he didn't even eat himself because he got too busy with work that he couldn't even come. But he fed us for him this week, which was great.
And he flies good.
He does. And he dances well, also, which we found out. Also, thank you to Camp Anderson. Every year they graciously donate the camp to us. They don't charge us a penny. I mean, to rent a venue like that all day for an event like we do would cost thousands of dollars, and they don't charge us a cent, which is, we're very blessed to have that. So I definitely thought we should thank them. The other thing, we have three new hires in orientation right now. We also have two interviews tomorrow. We're very blessed. About 60 to 70% of the state is like 50 to 60% staffed. I think Marion County has 70 vacancies at their department. I mean, most of the state is very, very short staffed in anything public safety. We're blessed that we have more applicants than we do positions. We're actually turning people down for jobs, which is, we're very blessed to be able to say that. Lately, every time we talk to the staff, we always tell them to focus on the positive. We have great board support. We have a great team. We have the finance department, HR, the county management.
Keep the paperwork right, please.
Yeah. the board, our community, the hardcore, I mean, just it goes on and on. Our medical director, we're very blessed. Our appropriations through the governor with the fire station, with the tanker this year. Mr. Bailey and them are working on our services now. We're very blessed with what we have. Some of the stuff that's came along in the last year or two, we never thought would ever happen. And, I keep encouraging everybody to realize, like, all of the positives and stop focusing on all of the negative.
Amen.
That's just in general. So, on another note for that, another thing I'm proud of, we were featured 2 months in a row in the Florida Fire Chiefs magazine. It's sent out all over the state to all the departments in the state. We were actually featured twice this month for two of the projects that we're on. So we're doing great things. We're, Dixie County, you know, a few years ago, we could have never imagined what we're doing now. We've accomplished more in the last 2.5 to 3 years than we had in 15 years prior. And it's not just because of one of us, it's because of all of us. Mm-hmm. And I appreciate all of y'all. And I just want to say that today. So, thank you.
Thank you. And you just said it right.
Yes, sir.
It ain't the five of us. It's every single person in the whole county working together. We got to work together to make it happen.
Yes, sir.
And thank you and to your staff for keeping us safe. And I know you can't do but just so much with what you got. Well, we're trying to improve with what you've got to work with. So thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Scott?
Got two little things. Well, not little, but we'll talk about it later. So the first thing is reference to our cybersecurity grant that I spoke about last board meeting. We've got a few things that have been amended on the contract, but what I'll ask for y'all's approval today, like I said, we don't want to talk about cybersecurity stuff in a public board meeting just because of the subject. And so my request, attorney and I and the county manager and I talked about this, is to give me the authorization to sign any additional amendment. The amendments that we've set forth, all they're doing is changing a few little small languages. It's not a big deal. But instead of having to bring it to you each time we do something like this, just give me the authorization to go ahead and sign these and execute these with the approval from our attorney, obviously.
Motion.
Okay. Got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye. That. Next thing, this is the not so big thing, or not so little thing. So I've heard the issue with the security station out here being hot, and because of the reason we have the fans blowing from my AC that's in here, helping them keep cool. It's not even hot yet. It's not even August. And, you know, the dog days of summer just yet, and it's very warm in there. So I've given them a question to get a quote. I've got a quote to have that split unit put there. The quote is going to be, the AC itself is $6,600, and then the electric to run, the disconnect for that is going to be another $1,000, so it's just a $7,500 project to do that project.
Money, you good there, Owen?
Yeah.
Motion to approve.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Uh-huh.
That's all I've got.
Thank you. Miss Gail, she's not here. Miss Holly? She's not here. Miss Angie?
I don't have anything unless you want something.
Thank you, Miss Angie.
Hey, I'd ask Miss Angie to do something with our community buildings, and she completed the task, and I just want her to thank you.
Mr. Cannon.
Yes, sir, Mr. Chairman and Board. Currently, County Manager's Report. Start with the action items. Action item number one, I need board approval to execute a ship rehab reimbursement for a Timothy King, the amount of $23,902.50.
Motion. We got a motion, Mr. Steve. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number two, I need board approval to purchase the 1,000 Crescent Stick calendars and the 2,500 large Almanac calendars for this upcoming year. The cost is approximately $6,500.
Second. We got a motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Dwayne, on them, we've given them to the runoff attendants also for the...
So we put them in the clerk's office, get some finance, all around, yeah. All the board offices, but the majority of the handouts is at the runoff sites.
Okay.
People get some as they come. Yes, sir.
And is that the same quantity as was ordered last
year? That was the same quantity as ordered last year. Yeah. Well, we shortened it 2 years ago. We had an excess.
Right.
Last year, we shortened it, and we got rid of all of them. I was going to try that again, that number this year. But, yeah, so that's the numbers that we come up with. Number three, based off of we had a stormwater task force meeting with Commissioner Hatch and the group last week. Number three, I need board approval to select Loughran Associates for design engineering services on Northwest Highway 358.
Motion.
Sorry.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number four, I need board approval to select Loughran Associates for design services on the Old Town Residential Canal System based off the Stormwater Task Force
motion.
Recommendation.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson, second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Number five, the Quarterback Club reached out to us. I need board approval to allow the Dixie County Quarterback Club to reserve the day pavilion at the Shirt Island Park on Saturday, June 24th. Pretty sure that's the last Saturday of this month for a fundraiser for an airboat poker run event from Horseshoe to Shirt Island Park.
We got a motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second,
Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Information items, commissioners. Thursday, June 8th at 12 o'clock, there's a chamber meeting held at the public library. The chamber has requested a board member to attend and a county update. Last year, Commissioner Hatch and myself attended, and we give like the county project what's going on with the chamber at that time. I actually will probably be out of town on that day, so Commissioner Hatch, could you see if you was available? If not, could we appoint somebody to do that to give a county update?
That's on a Wednesday. Is anybody else can go to it?
Hold on, Thursday, June 8th is when.
Wait a minute. Okay, I looked at the wrong date. Yes, I can do that.
Chamber meeting at the library.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Number one.
I got an anniversary coming up, and my wife's going out of town.
For sure.
You going to be there?
So you could be available.
I can be there, they.
County.
We're going to leave tonight.
Okay. All right. So the second one, Ben, the Wednesday meeting on June 14th is at 2, and that's the county and city meeting at the public library, and we have a presentation by the next level group.
Yeah. Remember, Ford, we had some homework to do there, the pros and cons of that list. Let's look at that. Did y'all got the paper to do that? The pros and cons. Remember the pros and cons.
I'd give them the packet. I'd give the presentation.
You got five more of them pros and cons.
I'll probably print it out for you.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
We'll get that to y'all.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know we did. I noticed that.
Okay, that's the two notifications. I will verbally say, don't forget the last week in June that you will all be at a conference from the 27th through the 30th, and I'll notify of y'all of that. That does not mean, but that is y'all's FACT conference for y'all's continuing education, ethics, and the law stuff. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Mr. Cannon. Mrs. Watson?
Before we get Ms. Chain up, I want to ask a question. We had a resolution that we didn't go over when we was going through that on our public hearing stuff, so we need to go back and correct that.
That's one of the things I'm going to pick up. Is a resolution.
Okay.
That is a resolution in regards to the special act. Resolution 2023-50. A resolution of the Board of County Commissioners of Dixie County, Florida proposes to support the efforts of the local restaurant owners and Florida legislature in creating a special act permitting bona fide restaurants containing all necessary equipment and supplies for serving full course meals regularly and operating with a valid 4COPFFS license to operate under the following requirements. Must have 2,500 square feet of total service area, the capacity for service of 50 or more patrons at tables, which derive no less than 51% of the gross income per annum from the sale of food consumed on the premise. This is the one that we talked about that affects some of our restaurant owners. It gives them the ability to serve liquor with meals and stuff like that. The state currently requires 2,500 square feet and 100 seating capacity to be able to do that. Most of our restaurants are not that large. So we've asked to come back and have the legislator and everybody reconsider.
A lot of the cities, Gainesville and other areas,
many of our surrounding areas are in the same situation. Because like when you go to Gainesville downtown or somewhere, you see all these restaurants and they serve alcohol with meals and stuff like that. The one thing that there is, what I've been told from everyone, from the ATF and all of those, is there absolutely is no give on them. Must drive at least 51% of their income. That's from food.
They can't sell more liquor than they can food.
Right. So we're not agreeing to have bar rooms in the county. We're agreeing to have restaurants that can serve alcohol with meals and stuff like that. So that's what we're in support of, and that's the reason it's got the bona fide restaurant language and all in this.
It's still a state decision, is that?
Yes. We do not get to enact this. This is a resolution that we're putting forth, asking, and of course I'll bring it back again for y'all at the next meeting just so we can actually give the population a chance to support it or oppose it. It would go out in the paper and everything, but I did want to go ahead and.
So this, we need to vote on this. This is the first reading of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to vote on it next.
Okay.
So
the public needs to be also be aware that there's two restaurants in the county that it affects, and during COVID, they was issued license to be able to sell alcohol on premises and was doing so, and now they have changed hands on who's running that office, and now they're wanting to take those away from those two restaurants, and that's caused a big issue, and we're trying to correct it because we went to check in with a lot of the other counties. They've done similar things where if you've got a smaller business, allow them to do that, you know, and now I'm all for it.
I mean, like I said, we're not going to be unique in actually seeking this to help our business owners, and very likely that will open the doors for more type businesses, especially in our coastal
communities. Coastal areas.
Because there's, you know, the areas are more congested, smaller, everything is smaller, because if you want to be on the water or something like that, you usually got a smaller spot than if I want to be out here in the country.
Yeah.
So just because of cost and everything. So I think it will benefit our economy.
I know we got one question.
I just wonder, can we know who they are, the two restaurants?
The two restaurants that it affect, one is the
Shrimp Boat
in Horseshoe Beach, and the other one is the
Swanee Bell
restaurant there on the river there. Dane.
You got one more question?
Yep, go ahead.
What do you mean?
With these restaurants, they're not going to have a separate bar. They're just going to have a bar area that they can mix drinks for the tables.
They're not changing anything. It's just like they're set up right now. They're still operating as they have been. They have not took the license away. Actually, the Tobacco Firearms told them to do what we're doing to get them in compliance.
Right.
They really have no problem what they're doing.
Right.
They're not doing anything different than they're already doing right now as we speak.
Yeah, and a lot of it had to do with restrictions during COVID, you know, and I think that goes back to a lot of these people weren't going out doing on-site inspections and actually interacting because there's so much we can't be in public, and they apply and they're like, okay, well, whatever, we could issue them temporary, and then now they're going back and saying, wait a minute, you know, you don't meet the qualifications for whatever reason. And these two restaurants had different reasoning as to what their shortcoming was. Okay.
All of it in a nutshell, during COVID, if they was operating and bringing in tax money, they wasn't going to mess with them because they were so many wouldn't do anything.
Yeah.
So they was glad to have them. But now everything's back working, and they don't, I don't need you no more.
Yeah.
Basically. That's a sad way to put it, but that's about the nutshell.
I do have one more thing I want to bring before the board. I was reviewing some documents which are not before y'all as of yet, which will be forthcoming. And one of the references in it referenced one of our chapters in our code, Chapter 30, which goes with the special assessments for fire and solid waste. I had a question in regards to that because the proposed rates, it's preliminary, it will be coming before y'all, I think, at the night meeting.
At the night meeting.
For y'all to sign. We just got the final draft. But the rate, what they're proposing for now, didn't match what was in Chapter 30. So when I got to talking and researching, the Chapter 30-4, which is where the problem exists, should have been rescinded a while back because there was an additional chapter. It was moved out of that's in the general part of the code. There was a special assessment section that was added in Chapter 30, which is what addresses this. This code here is outdated. Okay, just to give you an example, the parcel for classified as residential for fire purposes, the rate is at $40 per parcel.
That's what y'all changed 2 years ago.
Okay. So it hasn't been updated. What I'm asking the board permission to do is to repeal this section. And that would require a vote from y'all to go back and repeal 30-4, which is the apportionment of special assessments for fire protection. It's a very short section. And I'll read it to y'all. It says a special exception for fire protection is apportioned as follows. The parcel is classified as residential, a rate of $40 per parcel. for parcels classified as commercial or industrial, $45 per parcel. For parcels classified as vacant, agriculture, or non-agricultural acreage, $12 per parcel up to 160 acres with an additional 0.03% per acre in excess of 160 acres. The method for assessment of parcel selection and exemptions for the special assessment shall be by the application of the provisions of Article 3 of this chapter and the addition of assessments to the ad valorem tax roll. Now, by deleting this, basically, we're not doing away with the ability to assess this. Like I say, it's been added in a different part of Chapter 30. This is just redundant, and for the purposes of clarification and keeping it simple, if we were to have any kind of issues, because similar to what went on with the Land Development Code, where we had some that said this and some that said that, and we got in front of a magistrate or a judge and had to try to explain why we had...
So basically, this is cleaning the paperwork up.
So we're cleaning up paperwork.
That's not raising any more rates.
No, the rates and all of that are just like they were. This is, like I say, this should have probably been rescinded a few years ago when the rates changed. But things happen. It didn't happen. So I'm just asking us to clean it up. Let's repeal it.
In the motion?
Yes, please.
Make a motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
That is all I have for you gentlemen today.
Thank you, Ms. Watson. Ms. Hickenbottom?
The only thing I have is Unicode has sent us an estimate to supplement number 3, Dixie County Code of Ordinance. That's updating everything that Stella's got up to date thus far, $1,081. And that'll get us all up to date on Municode. We're in agreement.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Ms. Jackie, y'all have anything? No. That's all I have.
Thank y'all.
One thing. Mayor Barbie wanted me to bring it up on the old business. Do you have it there with you, Barbie? You got one there? Okay. Yeah. What we've got, gentlemen, I'm just Barbie's looking for. Miss Dell and the clerk's office have been very diligent in trying to get our records cleaned up again. There's quite a few documents that, for one reason or another, this is a lot of it was COVID time too, that were either not signed by the chair, was not signed by the clerk of the court. There were some issue with these records. So we have went back, and I say we,
back in 2020, all the
documents, we've researched them. I'm recommending to the board that y'all basically reaffirm them. You are not swearing that they're truthful. You're not saying, all you're saying is that these are the best records that we can obtain from that time period. All of the ones that you have here before you, and I'll let Ms. Barbie go through them if y'all want, or I can't either one, but every one of them we have went back and looked. They were mentioned in the minutes of the meeting. They were voted on. They were approved. But for some reason, there's something missing from each one of them. Most of the time, it was the signatures. And a lot of these, as you see, is during COVID. We do have some more. This is an ongoing process. Just FYI, y'all see this probably at meetings going forward as we get a little deeper. But these were kind of easy fixes. They were not that complicated. Some of the ones coming back before you later, I may have a different story with them.
If they approve these, they're just accepting them as is.
Right. What you're saying, basically, you're reaffirming that these records, because there's one on, there's a couple-minute meetings.
Mostly from 2020.
There's a couple ordinances, and there's some resolutions that the board has voted on. or not that they voted on. Well, y'all didn't vote on them, but the board's setting at the time period.
Some of the commissioners, I see some of David's and some of
Yeah, some of them Mark was actually sitting on some of them. David was actually sitting on some of them. Some of the rest of y'all may have been too.
Jamie.
Do we need to do these in an individual motion?
Yes.
Okay, just start number one.
All right, we'll get this done. All right, ordinance 2016-12. This is man's best friend, dog in the diamond.
Motion. You got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Ordinance 2017-08. This is fertilizer in urban area.
Motion. Got a motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Ordinance 2020-02, alcohol in county parks.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
And then there was the regular board minute meeting from January 9th of 2020.
Motion.
Motion.
We got a motion, Mr. Wood. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Then there was an emergency COVID-19 minute from April 7th of 2020.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2020-03. This is for Dustin Walding.
Motion.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2020-04, Victor and Lisa Castano.
Motion.
The motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2020-05, Charles. Oh, goodness. Heaven. Anyway, thank you. I'll take that reading.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Stevenson. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
And then we've got Resolution 2020-06, Rudy and Carla Neeson.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Osteen. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2020-07, Deborah Johnson.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2020-74, Miriam Beasley.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Osteen. Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2021-04, Joshua Brittany Crow.
Motion. Motion, Mr. Osteen.
Second.
Second, Mr. Stevenson. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2021-07, Timothy Brent.
Got a motion, Mr. Hatch.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wood. All in favor?
Aye.
Then Resolution 2021-11, Miriam Beakley.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Wood.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Resolution 2021-25, Salty Hatch Investment Company, LLC.
Motion.
Motion, Mr. Stevenson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hatch. All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you. All right, Commissioner items. Mr. Wood?
I don't got nothing, but I'm going to get with Dwayne, and we're going to talk about my boat raft a little bit. That's all I have got going on.
Okay. Mr. Hatch?
Quick update. Pickleball. Paul has ordered the stuff to do four quarts, and it's going pretty good. We may be a little short on it, so we may have to buy a little bit more stuff to finish up the four quarts. But I thank Paul for his work on that, and people in Swanee is excited to play pickleball. That's all I have.
Mr. Osteen?
Yes, I just want to remind the Gita residents that they're going to be starting on Highway 358 this week or next week, Monday or so, and they'll be cleaning the ditches and stuff, but just giving them enough time so they're not late for work, and they're going to be in the construction area. You just print that in the paper, man. And pickleball. Y'all need to hurry up and get that in Swanee where we can get ours finished.
Yeah.
send people to Swanee for competition.
Yeah.
We're just going to send people to Swanee for tournament.
Hey.
Ms. Stevenson?
I just want to thank everybody working on 340. It's going good up there, and the mill is going on Log Landing Road, looking real good. The county's doing good there, and I really appreciate the county manager and the sheriff's department. This weekend, we had someone move in at the Turner Point Landing doing derelict boat removal and just took over the whole ramp on Friday and was going to sit there all weekend on this busy weekend and take over the ramp, and we was able to get that shut down. They didn't call, ask the county for permission or anything. But I appreciate y'all getting ahead of that and helping get that ramp back open for the public to be able to use for this weekend.
Yes, sir. That's all I got. Go ahead.
I want to thank you all for fixing our ramp. Our ramp's been in bad shape in old Thailand forever. Don't come down.
Turned out really good.
So those who bear the impact will be fair, and I appreciate your fixing our ramp.
Yes, sir. All right, my turn. I want to thank everyone. This is a pretty good crowd. Y'all didn't give us too hard of a way to go, so thank y'all for that. And I want to give a special thank you to our engineers because they worked real hard. I've been not bothering Mr. Bailey for on two roads up here in Cross City, and he said, Jamie, just give me some time. I gave him some time. He come through, so... Thank you, Lochner Associates. Thank you, because y'all work hard for all of us, too. So just want a special thank you to all of y'all. All right, now it's y'all's turn. I got one man that sent me. He's going to go first. Mr. Daniel, it's your turn.
23 minutes. Damn, yeah. 3 minutes. I just want to tell you I moved here from Cross City to Cross City from South Florida, Sarasota County, 2 years ago in April. Bought a house right down the street from where Reach Meadows was. And I come to find out that the person who sold me a house, the contractor, he redid the house. Didn't pull any permits on anything. It's a whole house. Also come to find out, I pulled permit on windows, first permit ever pulled on this house, built in 1960. Addition's been added to the house, no permit, nothing. The work from this contractor, he did his own inspection, which is supposed to be illegal. Of course, it passed with flying colors. I got a VA loan. Went to the VA. Is this legal? No, get a lawyer. Went to the city. Get a lawyer. Went to Lass County Commissioner. Not here anymore. If I can help you, I'll call you. Never called. State licensing. No. Get a lawyer. Went to two lawyers. Can't help you. Not enough money in it. Basically, I'm done. I'm just coming here to tell you that it's so frustrating and everything, and I just found out it's absolutely nothing I can do. I put over probably $30,000 into this house. But when you look at the house, when I looked at it and everything like that, cosmetically great. Look behind something. No. Everything's falling apart. Air conditioner was put in by a place in town here. No permit pulled. I had an air conditioner guy come out and say, your air conditioner is sitting like this. He said, it's not going to last long. Brand new air conditioner. Electric was working. Plumbing was working. Everything. No permit. Nothing. And there's nothing I can do.
Mr. Daniel.
City, county, state, federal, VA. Nobody can do anything. Everybody's a civil lawyer. Lawyers say not enough money. In fact, one lawyer got real mad at me because I wasn't there for a car accident.
Have, okay. Have you been to the city council meeting?
No, haven't been.
Well, all this goes through. I mean, if you go to city council, they might. All that.
So I got more questions. But you saying this is a licensed contractor who done the work without a permit? Done all the work without a permit. And I talked to another person when I first came 2 years ago. They said, yeah, I know about this guy, and I'll do something about it. Came back the next day.
Mr. Daniel.
This is my last frustration.
And his name Daniel?
Yes.
Mr. Daniel, that's one reason that what your problem is a big problem. And that's one reason this started in the 60s. I wasn't born yet, so I don't know very many of you was. But that's when the problem started. So what we have shifted gears 5 or 6 times since then, and that's one thing that Leon gets a lot of slack on, we get a lot of slack on, to not put people in your scenario. And fortunately, we don't govern the city. There is a difference. And Horseshoe is the same way. There's two cities within our county, and we actually have zero to do with that. So, but what we do as a county level, we try to prevent that from happening. All I can tell you is I'm sorry. I wish it wasn't done that way, but today we don't operate that way. And I'm not throwing stones at nobody back in the 60s. I'm sure there was some good people back then, too, and I know there was. But at the end of the day, we do operate a lot different now, and so I don't know what else to say.
So
I'm
going to tell you, the places I call them Depot in Gainesville. One of my problems is that can't happen. Where do you live? At Cross City, Chicken County. So really, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Two contractors I've talked to about getting work done. They're working in the county.
It was delivered at
Dixie. Like I said, it's not the county. It's not Dixie County here. This is the town of Cross City. You need to go to your city meeting, city council meeting, and address it there.
And
I won't want to get this off my chest because I've been fighting it for over 2 years, and I just gave up.
Yeah. But if you go to the city council, you may get somewhere because that's where it's going to have to be governed from.
And if you turn around and talk to Mr. Leon, he may give you some more advice because he's our man. He's the one that goes to the state. He knows it. If he don't know it, he will find out, I promise you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Do we have anybody else who'd like to speak? Come on.
For you that may not know us, I'm Sheila Frierson, I'm a nurse, and this is Sabrina Van Arnhem, and we are with the Dixie County Anti-Drug Coalition. But we just have a quick reminder, and I understand you guys are going to be out of town. We're having a town hall meeting, and it will be Wednesday, June the 28th. But if you have a representative or some of your staff that might want to attend, we would love for them to. It will be an update by two of our state leaders that deal with the fact that we are now selling the product Delta 8 within our community, and we just want to make them very well informed and that it is illegal to sell to minors. So that's one issue. But in response to this being done, our coalition is also going to have a retail vendors training that will be going out. Law enforcement is helping us to send out the letters that everybody within our Dixie County will receive this training should they attend on how to be responsible vendors of alcohol, tobacco, and other products.
Yes, you've heard me say. And another add to that, we partner with ABC and the local sheriff's department and regular compliance checks on that. And so once they find someone out of compliance, then they're required to go to the responsible vendor training. And we've had good response from the community with that.
The other thing we want to remind you about is this Saturday, the 12th annual Swanee Valley Rotary Club cycling event, family friendly, will be happening on our greenway out here. And a number of our local organizations partner with them. They provide them watermelon, place to rest, all different kinds of things. So get someone to say, there's nothing for families to do here. Well, you've heard it now. And if you're interested in that, they'll start 7 o'clock in the morning on Saturday over in Sheepland at the Charles Strickland Recreation Park. There is a registration fee, but all the proceeds benefit our local youth and civic groups. So I want to remind you about that.
Thank you all.
Anybody else?
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm Karen Dunharm. I'm here to update you on the Cross City Restore and Renew project that we do in the Cross City area. So I haven't been here in a few meetings, so I just wanted to give a quick update. So one thing we do, Cross City Restore and Renew is just made up of people in our community that are doing good things to clean up and improve our area. So one thing we do are our courthouse flower beds. And they didn't do as well, so I'm a little like, oh, disappointed, but we've already got a plan for the fall and to do some native plants. I had a lady speak to me about that this morning, something that can stay consistently and that likes to drought. We've had a dry spring, so that didn't help. It. You water with a water hose, it's just not the same as good old rainfall. So a little disappointed with that, but we're not giving up. That's a good thing. We're not quitting. So that, if you notice both, is that 236th Street and 351 here, the streets, the curbs, the sidewalks, everything, we're really staying on top of those as far as, and that's not money from the county, that's money from City Restore and Renew to keep those sidewalks and curbs nice and clean and edged. If you're going down, if you're headed down the street towards City Hall and County Manager's Office, we recently had those finished up, having those pressure washed and having it edged and clean. So just to take a note, and even if you come from Highway 19, the other here by Nature Coast Insurance and down by the post office, everything's looking a little tidier, a little neater. I think it just helps you to sort of hold your head a little higher when things look nice and are nice and clean. Keeping things our next big project is actually the county manager's office, so I appreciate the board. Y'all have done a lot in partnering with us to get this done. A lot of meetings happen there for the commissioners and other people, so we want that to represent our county well. So we recently had it pressure washed, so it was a little yucky right now, but we're coming in the maintenance crew. I talked to Mr. David Ellison, I think is his name.
Correct.
And Mr. Hutchison.
Correct.
This week, and they're going to bring their crew in to do it right. They're going to paint it well. Again, Cross City Restore and Renew will provide the paint, and then the work crew, the inmate crew, will come in and do a neat paint job. We're doing, I think it's going to look really nice. We're going to do a base, a darker color at the base, and then a lighter color on the primary wall to give it a little grounding. And we're going to do we plan to do a big county commission seal on that big wall that faces the highway on 236, and then plant some native flowers in the flower bed to sort of soften the building, because it's still really, if you want to drive down and see it, it's a really hard square building. And so it needs a little more of that. So that's our next big project. So we hope that you'll take note of those improvements. And if you want to contribute in any way to these projects, the main funding is through our turkey trot annually. It's Thanksgiving Day. And so we do a little get-together here in the, I call it the courthouse parking lot. Apparently this is now the courthouse parking lot, but right to the old front of the courthouse. Anyway, we meet there, do a prayer time of Thanksgiving, and then we do a 5K, 3.1-mile walk, run, or just go as far as you want to go. And if you want to donate to what we're doing, we're also heading down 19 next, doing some things there. So again, we're not giving up, and it takes everyone. I love that, better together, everybody doing their big part. I love the EMC light stuff and the fire. Like, it takes everybody, y'all, and we're happy to be a part, and we appreciate you guys, all of you, and join as well, ladies. Our next meeting, so we're actually going to meet briefly. Okay, thank you for saying that, and I'm done. June 14th, that city-county meeting, we're going to meet briefly after that as our plan, the Cross City Restore,
And also, we're tentatively going around talking about doing a, because the Turkey Trot is sort of the main fundraiser, we're talking about doing a fall festival here in October. We did one, someone else did that a few years ago, and so we hope to do that again. Again, I haven't even, this is, we partnered with the Anti-Drug Coalition. Our funds run through there because it's a 501c3, so it's tax deductible to your business, any donations and or to anyone. And so I haven't really discussed that with them, but again, that would all be accounted for. Monies are always accounted for and detailed out if anyone wants information about that. So are there any questions about that? Do you feel, just want to sort of give a quick update about, we're still working.
We appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Hatch.
Matt. Since Linda 28 for that meeting and have some presence there, we will be out of town, but that y'all go hand in hand with that.
We will. I'll be at that, but we'll send somebody. I think Chief Bass will be here. Chief Barner and I will be at the FAT conference with Wayne and Angie.
Okay.
I usually go to all of those just because the administrative stuff.
Okay, just get us someone there. Thank you. The next thing I have is Miss Judy Penner had reached out to me about a memorial bench for her husband, Ronnie Penner, who passed away down in Horseshoe. He was camping with his family and had just having a great time and had a heart attack and passed away. So she's wanting to put a memorial bench down there at Horseshoe. And Dwayne and I have talked about it previously, but I would like for Dwayne and maybe David, because it is David's district, they do have a lot, number 8, and want to put something there by that seawall, if not, maybe over by the boat ramp in his memory. I want to make a motion providing y'all find an acceptable spot to do that, for us to do that.
We got a motion, Mr. Hatch, second, Mr. Osteen, all in favor.
Thank y'all, fellas.
Where we need to put it.
Yeah, y'all going to get together and look at it?
Look at it, but just, you know, verbally recommendation. I've been thinking about it since he had mentioned it, Commissioner Hatch had. There's 3-day pavilions that are not, that the RV sites don't get under. They're over by the water side. It'd be by the floating dock on the, be the north side of the park. Maybe by one of those pavilions.
I can pass Miss Judy's number to y'all, and y'all set a time and date up to go down there, and she'll go down there with y'all also, and then everybody's on the same page.
Sure.
Thank y'all.
Anybody else like to speak? Come on. Well, that's all right. That's all right.
First, I'd like to ask the board, does anybody have any idea how many homesteads is in Chino?
Hey, state your name first.
John McGarris.
Okay. I'll give it.
I just wonder if anybody, I mean, I'm not putting anybody on the spot, but if anybody got a guess of how many homesteads, not people, but just homesteads are in Chino?
I do not.
There's 1,130.
In Gina.
And, well, when I say Gina, that encompasses, here's a map that y'all can look at if you'd like. That encompasses from Mingo Acres all the way to Rocky Creek.
Yeah.
You know, got whatever's on the Dixie County side.
Yes, sir.
And we don't have an ambulance at all. We depend on Steinmachie, which they got, it ain't never... We never have any access to an RV. And I was wondering also that we had an accident down here the other day, pretty bad one, with a boy on a four-wheeler. We couldn't even get an ambulance. Believe it or not, the fire truck drove from Cross City and met a deputy. The deputy, I don't know the deputy's name, but I do like to thank him. He put him in his car. Transported the 19 to the fire truck. in Gina, up from Gina on the Gina Road to 19. And where was that coming from? Old Town. Why? There's two ambulances or three ambulances in Cross City, and there's two or three stationed close to Cross City. Why was the ambulance coming from Old Town? He finally got there. Thank God the boy, if he'd been really seriously hurt, he was hurt pretty bad. His leg was broken. His arm was broke, but he wasn't. He could have been dead. His neck would have been broke. But anyhow, the thing I wanted to know was why are we having that many ambulances going to Gainesville? They didn't have a quick answer to that. But the deputy was, you know, he was on the spot. And when he found out that they were coming to Bowl Town, he said, this boy can't wait, because he was hurt pretty bad.
Yeah.
They put him in a cop car or a deputy car, and they took him to 19. Well, they were there 15 minutes. The rescue squad had already kind of stabilized him when the ambulance finally got there. And it was actually after the wreck, it was close to an hour after the boy had the wreck in the cove for the ambulance. And that's highly uncalled for. And I mean, I did some figuring, and if everybody had to pay $350 for that assessment tax, the fire thing, you know, that's $395,500 coming out of Gina. And we ain't got one man at all ambulance there. And that's pretty, I mean, I look like I have that much money. At least have to pay one man and have an ambulance on duty in Gina.
I know that we are working on that.
Okay.
I know Mr. Osteen
has been
on that for the last 4 years, I know, and he's still on it. But I do know that if someone didn't come from Cross City, they probably were
already gone. At any given time in the county, you're lucky to get an ambulance, because a lot of times we have to pull them out of Gilchrist because all of ours are running.
There's three trucks at our station in Cross City. Those are backup trucks. There's only one unit that's staffed by two people at that station. Yeah.
We have three staff.
There's only three staff ALS ambulances.
We run almost 6,000 calls a year. And we had 436 calls last year with three ambulances.
Okay.
We have
every time we go
three fire trucks, and most days only two of them are staffed. One of them is staffed with one person, the other one is staffed with two.
Okay.
Minimum staffing for NFPA is supposed to be three,
but we can't do it.
We don't have the people.
So to answer the question,
we're doing the best we can. And with as far as those dollars, the figures you said, the fire assessment is $125, not $350. And those fire assessment dollars, sir, are specifically for fire. It is against the law to use those for ambulance or
on top of that money.
I know. I'm just trying to give you so that you understand. And we feel for you. Trust me. I can promise you that not a single one of us wants to see a single person in here or anywhere in this county go without care, because every single day we put our lives on the line for people that we've never met.
We appreciate it. Believe me.
I can tell you're upset about it, and we are too. We would love, that's in our five-year plan, and we would love to have an ambulance and a fire truck in every coastal community. And if we had the funds to do so, we would have one there today. I promise you that we would.
The reason they can't get a voluntary fireman, anybody to volunteer, they have to be certified. I understand that.
Yes, sir.
But at their own expense. Now, you think I'm going to go?
No, sir. We will provide all of the training for free.
They ought to be a fire truck, and I've been told there's not even a fire truck in the fire station.
No, sir, that's not true either.
Fire engine and
there's a fire engine and a brush truck in that station.
Who let them ever take it out?
No, sir, that is very false. I will ride you down there right now and show you both trucks. Crank them up.
Yeah, but I'm talking about there's no one to operate it.
Right.
No, sir. We don't have anybody to operate them. Can't get them.
I know, because they won't, they can't, they...
Hey, you want me to answer that question? We can get somebody there.
Yep.
You want us to know how we're going to pay them? Everybody here, you already know the answer. Y'all already know the answer without me saying it. We can get someone there.
On the flip side, I just want to make everybody aware, we try to do the best we can, and we try to station our ambulances in the areas where we get the most calls. Cross City area gets right at 1,000 or so. The Old Town Hamlet, well over 1,000. Steinhatchee only gets 50-something calls per year. So we can't justify putting an ambulance in there when all the calls is back this way. And to my understanding, the last statistics on the turnaround on getting service to Steinhatchee was around 22 minutes turnaround, which is pretty good in any aspect of getting care or getting someone to somebody. But we have to try to put our units where the most calls are coming from.
Yes, sir.
We don't want to leave anybody behind, but, I mean, you've got to look at the numbers.
We have to keep off. Our primary call zone is basically the triangle, the 19, 351, 349, where our stations are. That's where the majority of our calls are, in Cross City and Old Town. Even First District, you know, most of their calls, they're running in either Old Town or Cross City. We used to be stationed in Gina. We had a mutual aid agreement where we had one Taylor County employee and one Gina employee. When Chief Bass and I were on the truck together, we were stationed at that Gina station when we were just firefighters. When I got hired here, there was only three certified paid firefighters in the whole county besides me. Chief Bass was one of them. Chief Brown was also one of them. And we used to be stationed down at that station. We had a mutual aid agreement. Taylor County wanted to pull out of there, so we brought our truck to Cross City, and that's when we established the Squad 1 truck. Mr. Hatch was around when all of that happened. He knows this story very well. Mr. Osteen was as well.
What could we do to get that mutual aid agreement back and get someone done?
Chief Brown has actually talked about it with Taylor County here and there. They have a truck in Steinhatchee, a one-man engine in Steinhatchee, and they have Century Ambulance in Steinhatchee. The problem with that is Century Ambulance is a private company. So they... they're not a county agency like we are. They're a private company, so they are for profit. They are for hire. So we can request them. With Taylor County, we do have a mutual aid agreement, and sometimes they respond and sometimes they don't. We can request them. And we do. A lot of times we do, especially if our unit's coming from Old Town or something. We were on a fire, Chief Brown, me, Chief Brown, and Chief English were on a fire way out in Suwannee last week in the middle of the night, and there was no ambulances available. They were all in Gainesville. I had to call them on the phone and say, can you please send us a truck? I do not have a single ambulance, and we're in Suwannee. It would take me an hour to get to Gina. And they sent somebody. But that's just the reality of it. We don't like it as much as anybody else. We've actually been working on a plan where during the peak weekends, during the holidays, we plan on stationing a fire crew that is also trained. All of our people are trained in fire and medical to be down there during the holiday weekends and the holiday season, gala season, stuff like that. But during the rest of the year, like Mr. Stevenson said, it's just the way it is we're a poor county, unfortunately. Like we said before, we do the best we can with what we have, and we try to do an excellent job with what we have. But we can't make something out of nothing. And like he said, the fact of the matter is it comes down to tax dollars. And we would love to have a truck down there, you know. And we apologize for your frustration. We don't like it either. We would That's on our plan to put a truck in all the coastal communities. We would love to do it. We would have loved to have done it 10 years ago. And we hate it too.
We're going to make it happen. We just can't do it at this very moment. We're working.
That was 5 years ago it was supposed to be paid, and now they might do it, and they might not.
I've been working on that, Mr. Johnny.
And that's all up to DOT. DOT is got that. They're going to tell you whether they're going to do it or not.
Okay, well, I got another problem.
Go ahead.
Lay it to us. Go ahead.
I've got with Mr. James Valentine before he retired at the old hotel, and I supposedly got permission to put a landing pad down there for the helicopters, because the Yahoos, I call them, but whatever, the delinquents or whatever, they would go in there and cut donuts on the field. Well, that just caused sand. The turbines don't do sand on the helicopters. Well, I checked with a local concrete man. They told me, yeah, go ahead. You got permission to, put one out there. So I checked with a concrete man and asked him what it costs to put a 30 by 30. This is before I measured the one at Old Town, which is old, but it was 60 by 60. But 30 by 30 would cover the helicopter landing. And he told me it cost $10,000. But he would he'd take half of that as his donation. He would do everything. I wouldn't have to do anything but, So I was going to go to the people in Chino, the churches and the 8 major businesses, and see if we could come up with the other $5,000 and pour the concrete. Well, in the meanwhile, I was told that 2 weeks later, the Gina Sports Authority board was going to get a grant from UF that was months ago. That was before James retired. That they did that. Well, when he did, I just quit on them, because they ain't that, but the Gina Sports Club has done a lot of work at D-Track, and I commend them for it. The work they've done. And we can't even get the county commission, not blaming y'all, to put one shot of fence to block the access.
We're working on
it. It is on their list.
It's on their list, too.
I know, but that's... it's only one side. The sports authority's already blocked off the part next to the building.
Yes, sir.
And I blocked off the... I fixed the gate. I spent long time and money fixing that gate. And you can't even get the ambulance people to close it when they leave.
Yes, sir.
And what they do is go out there, cut donuts, and then near your yard, you got trouble with, the helicopter can't land. Well, the Florida UF, they require 6 inches of concrete. Why, I don't know. And they got steel rods. Well, this fellow that I talked to said, I'll put steel rods in the 4 inches. And you can drive a semi up on it, and it won't break it. But they don't.
I got a quick answer for you on that.
Yeah.
So the FAA, they control all that, and they dictate size, depth, markings, lighting, clearance.
I know that, but the thing the county didn't want that. I would have already had the pad there.
Right, but
I'd have had the lights there.
You're not allowed to put a pad in. You can't put the pad in. It has to be done by a contract company. Has to be done through the FAA with their approval. All the markings, all the clearance has to be approved, and it has to be certified by the flight. So,
but they can come in there and land on the dirt.
Yes.
Lights or no nothing.
That's approved by the helicopter companies that do the landing that come there.
Yeah, well, that's ones that should be the ones that,
I agree.
I don't see where that's relevant.
Unfortunately,
you're trying to help the helicopter people and the patients can pick up.
So we don't contract through one company for air medical. So since there'll be multiple air medical planning on that, one air place won't pay for part of it because the other place won't pay for part of it because everybody gets to use it. So it's a conflict of interest is what I was told. So it has to be done through the board. It has to be done for those things. I put together a whole printout and So y'all
we are in compliance right now.
We are in compliance right now because it is not paid.
Yeah.
The moment that you pay it, there is a list of things that you have to do. So that's where we're at. You can't pay the price.
I don't see why they have a pad for the safety of the chopper pilots and stuff that can land. If they want to get another pad and go through FAA and all that, fine. But we need a pad now.
If they can't land there anymore.
Mr. McPherson, because of federal regulations regarding airplanes and airports, if you don't have everything, it's just like Cross City Airport. If it does not meet those federal codes, we cannot even advertise as an airport. We can't, you know, people can do an emergency landing there, but that would all they would do. The federal government, federal aviation, will not allow it. They have strict criteria that goes back all to this engineering to prevent injury to these pilots. If you force land and it cracks and tilts and that air helicopter turns over, whatever, it don't matter. They're planning all of this, and it's a federal aviation, so it's federal law. If you put a slab, they will not land on it. They will land in the dirt next to it.
Sad to say, they can land a helicopter on the dirt, but if we went out there and poured concrete without meeting all these rules and regulations, they still have to fly over past that concrete pad and land on the dirt because legally they couldn't land on it because we didn't do it to the standards.
Yep.
And I know that's sad to say, but that's the way the world works.
Mr. Johnny, this is what I want you to do, because I know you got a bunch more questions. Just listen to me. I let you speak way more than 3 minutes, okay, because this is important. This is what I want you to do. I want you to gather up all your questions, and I want you at the next board meeting, I want you to make sure you get put on the agenda. Then you come up here and you have unlimited time on the agenda. What I'm doing is I'm shutting you down now because we got someone else that may want to speak. Is that fair enough? You get put on the agenda and then Mr. Brown, Mr. Bass, all of them can answer your questions, and then that way everybody can sit here and listen to you. And that way I won't get in trouble for letting you speak over 3 minutes, which I think you've been, I don't know, 15 or 20 minutes, but that's all right.
Mr. Chairman, I don't have an issue either with him if he derives those questions to get with myself.
Okay.
Hey,
get up with Mr. Dwayne. Get up with Mr. Dwayne with all them questions. And maybe Mr. Dwayne can get Mr. Bass and some of them other guys. And maybe we can get some of these issues fixed correctly, because I agree with you. We need to do something down there in that area. We need to do something for Gina.
Well, just like digging the ditches in 2019, that's just going to turn all that water right into Gina.
We got a plan for that, too. We do. Get up with Mr. Dwayne, and let's if you need to come back, but I want to get you put on the agenda. That way you'll have more time. Is that fair enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anybody else need to speak?
Quick.
Yes.
What have we done about the money in
China? State your name for me.
Sorry, Lori Hartman. We have a tax problem down there, don't we? Is that where some of our collections
will know
which one of the
No, that's
on the TDC. They're working on that.
We're working on that.
That's
all.
I'll
call that up 2 years ago.
Okay, forget it.
Anybody else?
Thank you, man.
Forget me.
Anybody else want to speak? Are y'all sure?
I want to apologize to everybody for coughing and all up here, but I've been doing some land clearing. I think I've hauled most of that gentleman's property off in my lungs and in my head because it's been the dry and dusty. So y'all please excuse me for that.
Anybody else? I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
We got a motion and a second. All in favor. We got a motion, Mr. Hatch. Second, Mr. Stevenson.
Good job, people. Thank you.
Get with Dwayne and they'll get all that paper.
Yeah, no problem.